Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, the federal government's new dietary guidelines come out today after a year of arguments, lobbying, directives from Congress, and for the first time, the guidelines recommend limiting added sugar to 10% or less of your calories. These new guidelines are coming out, and they're focusing on the big picture with recommendations for Americans to make choices that add up to a more overall healthy eating pattern. So we're going to look at these guidelines now. These are the new ones. They just came out for 2015 to 2020, which means they're a five-year guideline. So the first thing, they want you to follow a healthy eating plan pattern across your lifespan. All food and beverage choices matter, and choose a healthy eating pattern at appropriate calorie level. They're going to have to tell you what that exactly means, but they want you to focus on a variety of nutrient density and amount, and to meet the nutrient density within the calorie limits, limit your calories from added sugars and saturated fats, reducing your sodium intake. You know all this. We all know all this. Shift to healthier food and beverage choices. You know, choose those nutrient-dense foods and beverage choices across all food groups. And the fact is that really, when you think about all these things and these guidelines, you hear it all the time. Some of the things that have changed, they're recommending a limit intake of sodium to less than 2,300 milligrams per day for individuals 14 years and older. So you want to keep your sodium levels down. I think what this is really all about is keeping track, is reading labels, seeing what you're doing. So they also recommend that individuals begin drinking or drink more for any reason. About alcohol, of course, we know about that. Alcohol adds calories. It is metabolized differently in your body, but certainly in moderation. It can be something that actually helps you. We've talked about that on all our shows. Resveratrol in red wine and champagne even has it. So these are all kind of things that you have to take into account when you're reading these new guidelines. And you can look health.gov, the new dietary guidelines. Read them for yourself. See what they say. I'm going to talk more about them because this is a big topic. I don't have that much time, but I'm going to tell you what these guidelines say, what they add up to, and what they mean for us. That's what we're doing here at this trending bottom of the hour. Such exciting information that we're given here on my own health radio show, heard every day at 11 a.m. Central. Stay well.